Good evening, everybody. Danielle Agnew here. You are listening to the premiere broadcast of Sight Unseen on MontanaRadio.net, MTRadio.net. I'm happy to be here in my fabulous home state of Montana, my fabulous hometown of Billings. I'm going to encourage all of you who are listening today, all right, or tonight or tomorrow, depending on what part of the world you're listening from, to go ahead and call in. I'll give you call-in prompts. If you have a pen handy, I want you to memorize this number. It is area code 406-545-4496. That is the in-studio call-in number, and I cannot wait to hear from you guys a little later on in the program, because I do want you calling in with your psychic questions. Is something bugging you? Are you having problems in love, luck, or life? Or just maybe you want to know if aliens are real. I don't know. I am not a micromanager of your choices, so that's all good. Anyway, guys, this is fantastic. This is so exciting. You know, MTRadio.net is a great radio station here in Montana, and they are so open to all kinds of programming. Obviously, being a psychic, being a medium, one of my favorite things to do is actually hit the airwaves with information. So we're going to talk a little bit about things that have been beamed down to me, the entire time that I have been working with people here in Montana. There's all kinds of informational bits that the ethers will pile through. And one of the most interesting things that has come to my attention in the last couple of weeks is this obsession that people have had with UFOs. And as you guys know, I mean, shoot, you guys, a lot of you have followed me on Haunted Playground on LA Talk Radio. You've followed me on the Mystic Pig Radio Network with Truth Be Told with Pamela Beatty. And, you know, we'd be talking about all kinds of phenomenon. But there really is a reason that we are seeing more UFOs out there right now. And one of my most fun components of doing my job as a psychic and a medium is dealing with the actual ET phenomenon. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about is some, phenomenon that we can be anticipating coming up here a little later in the year. And of course, we're in 2014, which is the year of illumination. And for those who may not know, the end of every year, I kind of get a download about what the following year's energy signature is going to be. And what's fascinating about the year of illumination is that many of us this year have been struggling with deep, deep shadow issues and the issues that we need to eradicate before we move on to 2015, whose energy signature is going to be the year of actually reconciliation. And I'll get to all of that. But why this is important with UFOs is that way back in 2010 on LA Talk Radio, I was sitting in with Sheena Metal on our show that we had, and we were talking about the year of disclosure. And actually, I said, you know, 2013 is going to be the year of disclosure. And of course, that was the year that the former Prime Minister of Defense of Canada came out with his book and talked extensively about, oh God, all kinds of things, who the United States was working with as far as off-world and ET species, who France was working with. He went on and on and on, talked about who Canada was working with. So obviously these governmental figures work with these alien groups or off-worlders, I call them. I think alien is rude. I mean, really, I mean, we human beings are a very new species, and we've been here the shortest amount of time of anybody intergalactically speaking. And anyway, so here are all these world group leaders talking about UFOs. So back in 2010, I'm looking at 2013, saying that's going to be the year of disclosure. And that was also the citizens' hearing on disclosure that took place in Washington, D.C. in 2013 and included senators and former military figures. And everybody sat down and said, we all know the UFOs are real, man. So why don't you just come out and tell us about it? So what I think is really interesting is being up here so far north in Montana, the UFO sightings up here are unbelievable. There are tons of UFO sightings. And it's because, in part, because of how the Earth is tipped. We're up in the Northern Hemisphere, obviously, up touching Canada up here. And as the seasons change, that changes the geomagnetic ley lines. It activates different ones throughout the Earth. And those are sort of the landing cycles for a lot of these off-world craft. And it also changes the ionospheric net, and it changes a lot of things. So these guys coming in and out, it's kind of like they're changing airports. They're going from London Heathrow to LAX, and they're kind of changing all around. And so what I found so interesting is how much noise I've been picking up in the ethers in Montana, just with off-world chatter, and it's kind of boring. I mean, really, I mean, if you're listening to a CB radio and you're just listening to, you know, it's just a bunch of crud that runs in the background. And for the most part, a lot of this off-world chatter is they're talking about what vortex points are open, which landing runways are open, which species is being weird. Mostly it's very technical stuff, and they're not really beaming it over the radio signal. They have a different way of communicating. But the point of me bringing this up is that we have many, many UFO sightings right now on all over YouTube. You're seeing them on Facebook. They're coming all over the place. And a lot of them, are people getting a little too excited in Adobe Premiere and After Effects and creating fakey-bakey, really stupid-looking, you know, flying saucers that look like somebody took some really bad construction paper and a glue stick and had too much fun with it. But you guys, don't let that freak you out or worry you when somebody really does post an actual off-world sighting. I mean, these groups of races are coming out in force right now. And a major reason for this is, of course, to help geomagnetically stabilize the Earth. We've got some major geomagnetic issues to look forward to in this next year. A little volcanic action here and there and some plate movement. And that has to do with the fact that we are coming out of a high gravitational well zone in the Milky Way. We kind of went into it in 2008 and it scrunched, imagine scrunching a Nerf ball. It scrunched the Earth down. It's coming out in 2015. It's poofing the Earth back up. So that poof is actually pulling magma up through the actual pre-existing magma portals in the Earth. So what I'm trying to tell you here, you guys, is watch the skies, because the amount of information that these off-world communities have to offer to us is pretty phenomenal. And if you are listening and you have seen a UFO or you have had some kind of contact, or you think I am absolutely full of the biggest wall of crud you've ever heard in your life, give me a call at 406-545-4496. That's 406-545-4496. And let me hear about your experience. You know, one of the other things that I've really been noticing, I don't know if you guys have been noticing this, but I have been noticing an extreme amount of movement in our emotional ethers. And actually, the show coming up after my show, after Sight Unseen, is with my co-host Roy Pack. The show is called The Soul. It will be our premiere broadcast tonight. And of course, you're listening to Sight Unseen from 7 to 8 Mountain Standard Time, or Mountain Daily Time. And The Soul is going to be on from 8 to 9 p.m. Mountain Time. And we're going to be dealing with a lot of those emotional ramifications of what people are actually feeling in the ethers. But, you know, taking it down a notch more to life path, because that's kind of what I deal in all day long, is people's life paths. I deal a lot with angelic entities. And one of the things that they've been going off about with individuals, and these are individual people with their individual angels. Okay, so we're not talking the same group of angels doesn't come for Billy Bob that comes for Jane. These are two separate groups of angels. And one of the things I've been noticing is an unbelievable amount of similarities in people's life path hiccups. We're making some really questionable choices, I think, right now as a species. And a lot of this is karmic. It has to do with where and who we are in the world. And earlier I was mentioning that human beings are actually a very young galactic species, and we are. I mean, we are notoriously young. In fact, we are so young that if you look on our timeline, you know, we've only been around in our current version about, they estimate 20,000 years. Well, they're now finding archaeological evidence of people being around, or Cro-Magnon man, you know, those of us who walk around with a cranium, being around since, good God, they're dating that back to now 100,000 years. So as a species, we were here and then we completely disappeared. And then we came back on the map again. And our latest appearance is around 20,000 years. So when you're talking specially through the galaxies, and you guys, there are countless numbers of off-world species out there. When you're dealing with like the Palladians, for instance, that is The Pleiades. Everybody knows what the Pleiades is, you guys. It's the Subaru logo. Okay. The seven sisters, the Pleiades. All right. The Palladians come from a section of space, if you will. They are so old. They're actually an interdimensional species at this time. They're not actually hanging out they're not hanging out in the Subaru logo, you guys. They come through dimensionally. And that species has been around forever. And they're predominantly blue species. You see a lot of documentation in the Hindu culture of the Vishnus or the flying ships that were the gods, the blue gods were rocking and rolling in back in the day. And of course, Hinduism being the oldest recorded religion on the earth. So I find that very interesting. But when you're talking about modern time and people stubbing their toes right now on the same types of issues, you have to remember we're a fairly young species. And coming out of 2014, which is the year of illumination, part of our job really is to take a look at what we need to clean up, you know, or what's dirty, quite frankly. And the energy signatures throughout this whole year, it's like somebody has a big freaking spotlight right on your guts. And everything good about you, everything bad, everything uncomfortable, everything beautiful, it's all really predominant and seen by yourself and by others. That's the nature of the year. That's why it's called the year of illumination. All right. So if you look at that, a lot of us are having to deal with a lot of heavy issues right now. And it is a time for what I call shadow issues. And those are the issues that we thought we handled when we were kids. You know, we're like, oh, no worries. I went to therapy when I was in my 20s. I took care of that. Well, a shadow issue, think about your shadow. It's right behind you. And so a shadow issue stands right behind you. So as you turn around, you can't see it. And usually it comes out at a period in your life where you're about ready to make a very large transition. Okay. So if you've been hanging out, having some crapola times lately and having a very difficult time and a lot of major issues are coming up that are repeat issues, for example, maybe you fear a lack of income and so you keep losing your job, or maybe you fear that you are not seen as important enough in your relationship. And so instead of going on and being confident, you fall into insecurity and create problems where there aren't any. These are shadow issues that are coming to the surface for people. And when I'm dealing with people's angels all day, I am seeing a remarkable amount of crossover issues. And this is why I'm bringing this up. It is enormously important to realize that when you see a crop of the same issue going out, it's because specially we are graduating. We're moving up. The whole group is transcending. Everybody's trying to get out of the muck. And in order to do that, you have to lighten your load. I mean, one of the things we do out here in Montana is a lot of outdoorsmanship. And if you go serious hiking, you have to dump a bunch of equipment. I do car camping, thank you very much, because I am not rolling in to a freaking campground without a cooler full of steak and some beer. And I want 500 kinds of munchies. I want to be comfortable. I want an air mattress the size of, you know, six stacks of pillows. I am not a hiker. If you're hiking and you're going to go a long way, you actually have to pare down and you may not even have a pad. You may barely have a sleeping bag. You bring like hydratable food. I don't need to live on the moon. That's not for me. However, when you're dealing with issues, what you're dealing with is the same thing. The higher you go and the longer walk you're on, you have to make your load lighter. So everybody right now is in the process of dumping issues, which means that people are kind of crispy and crabby and kind of cranky. And there's some really odd things happening in interpersonal dynamics that actually my co-host Roy Pack and I are going to cover on The Soul coming up next hour. But the important thing to think about is, what in your life right now is coming up that is so negative or so hard that it's causing you to shut down or to implode or to feel like you're stuck? Because that is, and this is all this buildup is to this point right here. For the last probably 2 weeks, a majority of my clientele, and not just here in Montana, I have clients all over the world, are calling me up and sitting down with me and saying, I feel stuck. And you got to think about giving birth. I'm sure a mother with a baby in the birth canal is feeling pretty stuck too, because you can't really do anything until that baby comes out, except for scream and yell and claw off a doctor's face. I mean, really, that is your option at that given moment. So, you know, when I feel out there right now, and I'm feeling into listeners that are actually tuning in right now, there's a lot of people feeling really stuck. And people are feeling like they've made enormous strides and have gone nowhere. They're also feeling like that they've made huge investments in their career and they've been passed over, or that everything they've built to this point is not paying off or coming to fruition. Guys, listen to me. If you are having this feeling of stuck right now, push the heck through it. It's one of your shadow issues. Push through it. If you lay down and die right now, you are going to be so hosed when the year of reconciliation comes in 2015. And it's hard to push through a shadow issue, okay? Because we're dealing with issues that we've carried with us a long time. But push the heck through it. Because when the year of reconciliation comes in 2015, what you're going to have to deal with is that's the pay the piper year, okay? And that could be something positive. Yay, I was really cool and I'm finally getting my due. Yay, me. Or it can be, wow, everything is finally catching up to me that I have been hosing everybody and being a complete shyster all this time and it's finally caught up with me. So we're going to be paying the piper next year, or we're going to be reaping bountifully. And so I've been telling everybody, please get your shadow issues under control in 2014, because if we don't, then we are going to have a heck of a 2015, and that's really not going to be worth it. If you want to discuss any of your shadow issues, if you want me to ask your angels any questions for you, because I am a translator, gang. Yes, I'm a psychic. Yes, I'm a medium. I'm also a translator. Do a lot of talking with these angelic entities. Give me a call. I'll talk to your angels. We'll get her figured out. That's area code 406-545-4496, and we'll take your calls and see what you have going on. One of my favorite things to do, actually, is to sit around and ghost hunt. And I wasn't going to talk about ghost hunting, except for the fact that I have been getting so many solicits lately that people have been wanting me to go check out their, quote, haunted locations. And again, this goes back to shadow issues. This goes back to fear. People are fearing a lot of stuff right now. And I had one particular instance where a very dear friend of mine, who is also a psychic, although she doesn't like that word, an intuitive person out in the Pacific Northwest, had given me a call because she had a client who had some difficulty with a reported haunted location. And we got to chatting, and turned out it was, when I looked into the location, it was just some squeaks and pops in the house. It was nothing. And I mean, I was remotely ghost hunting. I'm a psychic. I don't need to be in your house to look for your ghosts. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, there's no ghosts in this house. And my friend went out and checked the house out, and there were no ghosts. And the best part about that is that, again, as we're dealing with our shadow issues, as the earth is rotating and all the vortex points are changing and we're heading towards that fall time, the September 21st that kicks us all off into fall, and we hit winter solstice on December 21st. As we go towards these times, guys, the earth itself, I mean, that really does create doorways. And I'm getting a lot of calls right now about hauntings. People are freaked out that they've got stuff in their house that they've never seen before. I had a client telling me about an entity that was able to move a very, very heavy door that you really had to lay into because of high pile carpeting. And this door was just opening and closing by itself. And that takes a lot of force, you know, to do that. And I love talking about hauntings, because half the time we're dealing with a haunting, what we're really dealing with is, a lot of times, something that's been there the entire time that has either worked up enough energy to actually open or close the door, or something that's passing through. And in this year of illumination, our fears are going to be illuminated as well as our strengths. So I'm finding people coming out of the woodwork saying, my house is haunted. Can you come and cast the devil out of it or whatever? And that's all fine. But before you call your neighborhood psychic and demand that they come out to your house to clear your house, they're going to ask you a few questions. Not have you been you know, sucking the tab with the mushroom on it either. I'm just saying they're going to ask you a few questions, and the questions are going to be the following. Do you have a preoccupation with the paranormal? Do you enjoy the identity of the person who has the haunted house? Do you consider yourself psychic? You guys got to remember, being haunted and being a psychic is the new rock star, don't you know? So you got to kind of, before you call the psychic to come, actually come into your home and eradicate your paranormal activity, make sure that you actually have some, because it could be elemental activity too. And, you know, a lot of people don't know they don't understand the difference between the elemental activity and the haunting. And a ghost is a former human, no more flesh suit. That's a ghost. An elemental is sort of God's middle management that works with nature energies or the vortex points, mostly keeping humans and animals out of them. And people mistake those things for demons all the time. There are jinn, which are not demons, but are mistaken for demons and actually are in the elemental category. How many people out there have had a Bigfoot?
Bigfoot. Sasquatch.
Who is actually an elemental and does travel through vortex points, which is why they have terrific footage of Bigfoot just completely disappearing into thin air, which is awesome. He's not disappearing into thin air. He's traveling through vortex points, which is what elementals and off-worlders tend to do. And they're all over the place here. So, you know, when you're dealing with hauntings, and that's one of my favorite subjects, you got to remember, what is the fear underneath calling the psychic? And in this year of illumination in 2014, what is the shadow issue that's attached to the fear that's getting you to call the psychic? And of course, people who do what I do are here to help. That's what we're here to do. I'm just trying to save you $5 here. There's no reason to be paying somebody to come out there and say, oh, you have a loud furnace. There's nothing in your house. You know, just kind of sit there and settle in with this and figure out what you got going and what you don't have going. And that's another thing. If you're a ghost junkie, we take all kinds of calls on this show. Absolutely. And I can feel a lot of you just kind of listening. But no, interrupt the show with the phone call. Don't feel bad about it. Area code 406-545-4496. And we can talk about Bigfoot, especially if you've seen Bigfoot. If you've seen Bigfoot, I want to hear from you, because I have been on some great Bigfoot hunts, and we've gotten really close to Bigfoot. By the way, sidebar, if you are somebody who hunts Bigfoot, make sure that you carry a K2 meter. My paranormal investigation friends, you will recognize what a K2 meter is. That's those little devices that they actually check out non-grounded wall wiring and other things with. Electricians use them. Take your K2 meter and find the naturally occurring. This is awesome. Electromagnetic fields out in nature. Bigfoot is wired a lot like a homing pigeon. They have that same response to electromagnetic energy, and they will always follow electromagnetic lines, which is why they're always walking under huge power lines. Ley lines are electromagnetic lines, and vortex points are electromagnetic portals. So that's what they're wired to. So anyway, just, you know, thought I'd let you know. Little tip there, hunting Bigfoot. People hang like bacon and donuts from trees and think that Bigfoot's going to eat that. Sounds like we got a call.
We have a caller.
Woohoo! This is going to be fabulous. I love the call. The call sound is so happy.
You're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling to talk with Danielle.
Hi there. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from Billings.
Fantastic, Anne. What can I do for you tonight?
I'm just kind of wondering what kind of thoughts you might have about my eyes. I had some problems a few months back with a detached retina, and I tore one in one eye and a detached one in the other.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry.
I've been kind of struggling with them a little bit, and I used to like reading books, and now it's kind of difficult. So I'm just kind of wondering if you can help out with any thoughts there.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. I'm talking to the angel who walks with your life path here. And again, we're talking shadow issues, Anne, right? And of course, a huge, scary thought is to lose our sight for any of us. That's a really scary thought. And looking at these detached retinas, Now, forgive me, I'm not a medical professional, okay? So this is going to probably sound a little odd. But what I'm looking at is reparatory issues, things that can be repaired, and then it looks like they dislodge again. Were you having difficulty with these being fine and then dislodging again? I mean, I'm sorry, forgive me, I don't understand the condition there. But what I'm seeing here is that the time frame, well, you've been under a lot of stress too. Holy cow. Angel who walks with your heart is telling me you've been under a ton of stress. Well, I mean, aside from the fact that you've had detached retina issues, which would stress anybody out for sure. What they're talking to me here about is a couple of lifestyle changes for you. Okay.
Okay.
And they're talking about doing the best you can this is going to sound really ridiculous, but a lot of times, especially the eyes, all right, the eyes, when we're dealing with spiritual physics, it has to do with seeing forward. It has to do with seeing backwards. It's a representation of path. Okay. So just relax into your life path. Whatever has been going on in your life that I'm seeing that's been giving you a hard time and has, but they're showing me about a 10-year period, Anne. Okay. And within this 10-year period, it's kind of ramped up and you've had a lot of difficulties. And congratulations for getting through those with a good attitude, by the way. There's a lot.
It's called perseverance.
Well, absolutely. Good for you. And again, I'm not going to put all your personal stuff out here on the radio, but I am seeing that, you know, there's been a lot of emotional hardship here. And a lot of people falling away, it looks like falling away and falling out of the life. And again, that has to do and having to look at ugly things that people have done. And so when we're talking about a detached retina, the spiritual issue there is not wanting to see a lot of yucky that's been happening. Now, obviously, these angels are not indicating that you've detached your own retinas or anything like that. It's just that for every, right? Okay. So for you, actually, I see a lot of this chaos they're telling me has fallen out of your life, especially this last, I want to say 8 months, has been a lot more calm for you interpersonally with people. And so good for you, by the way, for that. That's called making healthy, good boundaries for people. So what they're talking about in issue of your retinas, as you relax and feel, they're talking about feeling safe in your own environment. Okay. This is really important to you because they're telling me that you've had to fight really hard for your own space, your own voice, just for what is yours. And at this time in your life, if you're able to just relax, your fighting part is done. The fighting part is done. What I'm looking at with these retinas, darling, is this ability to heal. And again, maybe you could enlighten me on the medical condition, but I'm seeing the ability for them to settle in or heal and not continue to be the problem. Again, this does have to do with stress-related issues, which I no longer see are in your life.
Okay. Yeah, it's, you know, the one eye had it was a partially detached retina. And then the other eye had a severely torn one. And they told me that I shouldn't have any more. They said my vision would never come back in my left eye where I had a detached retina. I would never come back to 20/20, but I could regain most of the vision. But I still have problems reading with it. And then the right one, they didn't say that couldn't become detached like the left one. They just fixed up the tears that were in it. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with it. I hope it doesn't detach again because that would just be horrible.
No, it really, Anne, I got to tell you, it does not look like that's going to happen for you. And that's what these angels are putting forth is that this is healing. Okay. This is healing. And
okay,
again,
good.
Yeah, just be easy, be chill. And again, you know, congratulations on having a lot of the chaos weed out of your life. That's a very positive thing here.
I still feel like I have a lot of it, though, but I feel like it is leaking, though.
It is. Well, right. That's so true. I mean, we all got a little chaos in our life. That's true. But no, it is on the way out because you're not participating with it anymore. So just, you go ahead and relax, darling. The angel who walks with your life path says that this instance has got your full attention. It actually put, this angel's saying that it put your priorities in a completely different direction, which of course it would. I mean, really. But I mean, so, and that actually is for health reasons. So lifestyle change, real quick before I lose my time here with you, is that just make sure that you're making enough time for yourself, Anne, okay? Because you've tended to give a lot of time to other people, if that makes sense.
Okay, it does. Thank you very much for taking me on.
You're welcome, Anne. Thanks for calling. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye, Daniel.
You know, what a great call. I'm really glad she called in. You know, part of what we deal with is physical stress in our body. You guys, we're spiritual creatures that live in a physical body, okay? And when we are experiencing the physical world, if we harbor emotional freakouts and we're around toxic people or toxic situations, our physical body, our flesh suit is what I call it, our space suit, our flesh suit, is going to pick that up. And we're going to have a heck of a time. You know, cancer is horrible with stuff on the body. And not to say that anybody ever wills in cancer. I'm not going to quite go that far. There are people in my field who do proclaim that. I'm not ready to proclaim that. However, I have noted that when people are going through, women especially, are going through hideous heart issues, and I don't mean physical issues, I mean emotionally hard issues of love and romance, what I'll see is that they'll develop breast cancer a lot of times. Or women who have a really hard time with their sexuality or just really with not feeling like they can enjoy their sexuality without being judged by God and all this, ovarian cancer, cervical cancer. I mean, gentlemen, you know, who hook up for all the wrong reasons and feel that their only worth is how big their, what you call it, is, you find a lot of testicular cancer. I mean, wherever we put too much imbalance in the body, cancer tends to, if we are, of course, genetically prone to cancer, tends to go to those energetic areas where we're placing the imbalance. And it's like knees. People have knee problems all the time. And if you have a knee problem, knees signify going forward, okay? Especially your right knee. That signifies going forward. Left knee really does signify flexibility in the past. And so it's fascinating when I do medical intuitive work, and I am not a medical professional. I will say that right now. Always go to the doctor, people. Okay, that's what doctors are for. However, I will be called in to do some medical intuitive work, and it's uncanny to me how often the corresponding physical issue is with whatever is going on with the person in their everyday life. You know, and Anne, our former caller here, had overcome some great difficulty and, you know, overlooked a lot of ugliness in life. And it's interesting that the retinas would then take that on. If you haven't had an experience or you have some kind of a physical question, you can give me a call, area code 406-545-4496. I'm here to answer your questions tonight, not only on love, not only on health, on really anything out there. That's what Sight Unseen is about. And I don't know if you guys, maybe I'm just an old woman, but I don't know if you guys know what Sight Unseen means. It's a term that was used in trading back in the day. And two traders would meet up. And usually there was some drinking involved, I'm guessing, with this, because who else would do this? But one trader would say, I will trade you, sight unseen, what I have in my bag for what you have in your bag. And you were just hoping that what he had in his bag was better than what you had in your bag. And so it was about faith, but it was also about the hidden and what was there that nobody else could see but you. And that's what this show is all about, you guys. I love looking into all sorts of world mysteries and what's going on in current events. And I'll get to some current events here in just a little bit. But I do like looking into, like, again, our off-world cultures, hauntings. I mean, there's absolutely nothing on this show that when you're dealing with the spiritual world or the paranormal, that is off limits. And unlike other radio shows I have done, this show is a caller-driven show. So I can feel a bunch of listeners out there going, okay, but I want to listen. I want you to call and talk to me. That's what I'm here for. 406-545-4496. Ask me your questions. We'll check into it in the ethers. I'll talk to your angels. We'll get some answers out there for the general public who probably would like to know just as much as you would like to know. Kind of switching gears over here to some world events. You know, there's been all of this awful stuff going on with the ISIS crisis over in the Middle East. And there's been Ebola talk and all of this world, what I call world distraction. And that's, you know, whenever I see these really horrific things in the news, I'm very, very taken to actually look behind what in the heck is actually going on over there. And, you know, a lot of psychics do that. A lot of us do that. And my psychic colleague and dear friend of mine, Pamela Beatty, that's what we did on Truth Be Told, a psychic colleague of mine, Andrew Brewer, does this a whole lot. I mean, a lot of us do that. And so one of the things that I wanted to make sure that everybody knew was that there are many of us pulling from the same waterfall of information. And it's not like the government cares that we are, because they're figuring that everybody's going to think we're a big fat quack. So they don't care that we're on the radio yakking about, you know, the ISIS crisis or what's going on behind the Ebola stuff or any of that. But the bottom line is, I had a client in the southern United States who had called not too long ago and had asked about this Ebola issue. This client lived in the CDC area and was wondering if there was anything at all that they needed to be worried about in reference to, of course, Ebola. And they wanted to know, why in the heck are they bringing Ebola stateside? And why the heck are they flying these people back? And why is this all happening? And what's going on? And blah, 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 blah. Well, what I found when I looked into it was that this had very little to do with, of course, treating the Ebola, which they have now since sent everybody back, I believe, because everybody was dying and nobody could get better. Imagine that. And when you look at these pockets, a lot of conspiracy theories broke out about the fact that the American government was going to try to poison everybody with Ebola and put people in FEMA internment camps. And then we all were going to be turned into brain-eating zombies and grow a tail and Harry Potter would save us. I don't know. Sometimes these flipping conspiracy theories go so far out there that I'm like, you guys, can we just stick to how weird things really are? Okay, because the more we get off that subject, the weirder it's going to get, and then it just gets really stupid. But you know, the Ebola issues, we are not going to be infected in the whole United States of America with Ebola, you guys. I'm sorry to absolutely rain on the parade of every single conspiracy theorist out there. We will, however, be likely to have pockets of weird diseases popping up, and that in part is because of some diseases that we indeed created, that were lab created, that we tried to dispose of, that didn't dispose of properly and kind of mutated in nature and are going to come back around. So there is that. But as far as everybody dying of Ebola and being, you know, herded into camps, and I think that's a fascinating Steven Spielberg movie, but I'm not necessarily seeing that across the board. So the ISIS crisis, however, does have me a little concerned, because we were very aware, when I looked into this psychically, what I got was, we were very aware that this was happening. All of these other countries are very aware, you know, that that was going on at the time. And regardless of the outcome today on our show, that was really, it's a stepping stone to something else for us in the military. And that had me a little worried, because I thought, oh God, what are we going to do now? Where are we going? Where are we putting our service people? Can we just give everybody's families a rest for 5 seconds, please, with all of this? And, you know, there is talk, and again, this walks the line of sounding like I need a tinfoil hat, but it's the truth. There is a group of people that does control the globe financially, and you can call them the Illuminati if you want to, but it's actually a master group of eight folks. I've looked into them. And there's a little council of folks that sit below them, which would be about 26 or 27 of them. And that's about, you know, I'm not saying Bill Gates is part of that, but that would be your Bill Gates people. And, you know, that would be your 27 group. And within this group, there's been a lot of panic because they're losing control of the masses. I mean, look at this. I am talking to you on the radio right now online. Okay. Geez, you look 6 or 7 or 10 years ago, and internet radio was this niche weird thing that nobody was doing. And now internet radio owns the ratings with Pandora. The former station I was on, LA Talk Radio down in LA, is, of course, obviously down in LA, is a Wi-Fi signal. That thing is owning the airwaves right now. So here I'm talking to you, probably on your mobile device or on your computer or whatever it is, and we're hanging out together. Hi. And we're talking about world events. And if you look from the Illuminati perspective, I don't like that word. It makes me think of Nicolas Cage movies. If you look at the group of eight people who controls the world, okay, and you look from that perspective, what you're looking at is a fear-based operating system. And that fear-based operating system is going by the wayside. So, you know, they've tried their best, you guys, to keep us fighting with each other, with the us against them, us against them. This has been ridiculous. And we have been working with the us against them for a very, very long time. And what's difficult about that is now we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got ways to confirm things, we've got ways to hit up Google and check out and see what's actually happening from one subset of the country to the other. So if I'm watching NBC and they say, okay, this many people were killed in the ISIS crisis, but then I actually log on to BBC, I'm actually going to see what happened. Because if you're going to control the masses these days, you kind of can't do it through tyranny because everybody else has a gun and nobody cares. Secondly, you have to do it. You can't really go us against them because I can just write to somebody in, you know, Jordan on Facebook and say, hey, what's really going on over there? What's up? What's happening? And they can tell me what's happening. So the world has shrunk. And if we're dealing and trying to control masses, then the only way we can do it, if we can't do it us against them anymore, is to create fear pockets and let people's brains just go crazy. And they will. So this is really the big fat plan if you're dealing with the eight folks who control the world with the idea of superbugs or Ebola or keep us worried about something. We no longer can worry about terrorists because a majority of people, there have been tons of surveys across the country, a majority of people believe that the United States is responsible for a lot of terrorist attacks now. In the United States believe that. And whether that's true or not is irrelevant. It's the belief system I'm talking about. So when you're trying to talk about corralling people in fear, what you're dealing with is that fear energy signature. And these folks are losing it. The Illuminati, if you will, they are losing their grip on the masses. We are all banding together, one internet radio station at a time, telling the truth. So you can look forward, though, guys, to some kind of weird BS-y. I believe there are conspiracy groups that call these false flags, which is when they claim something really terrible is happening to freak people out, but it's not really happening. I saw recently on the internet that someone was claiming that the ISIS crisis was a false flag, that it didn't really happen. No, it really happened, and it's still happening. And it's horrible. And if the world, the UN, whoever was really that worried about all these people, I'm sure they'd take care of it. But they let it run. Because it's a stepping stone for something else. You can't get militarily involved unless something horrific has happened first, which is why in World War II, the president of the United States knew dang well that those planes were coming over from Japan. This isn't a psychic thing. This is actually a historic thing. You can Google this and read about it. And the president knew that Pearl Harbor was going to get bombed, and the president allowed the battleship to be bombed so the United States could get into the war. So this, you know, unfortunately, when you're dealing with things like the ISIS crisis or the Ebola outbreaks or whatnot, they will be used as stepping stones for other things. But here's what I wanted to tell you guys was not to get everybody whipped up into, you know, extreme paranoia or insanity. What I'm trying to tell you guys, and this is what I've been seeing psychically overall, is that as long as you stay in a place of non-fear and don't react to it, the people who are trying to orchestrate this theater of BS have nowhere to go. They simply have nowhere to go. And it's really hard not to get sucked into what I like to call the groupthink. I got that from my Uncle Mike. The groupthink reactionary, you know, it's fun to be in chaos. It's fun to be in panic. It's something to do. We in America are so bored that we'd love to think of building a bomb shelter because we are bored with our 9-to-5 lives. And, you know, as disgusting as that is to actually say, it's kind of true. You know, I don't know how many people that I talk to on a daily basis, and a few of them get this little glint in their eye and this excitement at the thought of the eradication of the human species because it seems like this big video game that they're going to play. And that's not quite the right energy signature, guys, that we should be putting out into the universe. So we are going to have some challenges with what conspiratists like to call false flag issues coming up with things that will appear very scary. However, please keep this in mind. Objects in the mirror are scarier than they appear. Okay. So don't get all crazy. Just take a deep breath and do not react to the machine because the machine is depending on your reaction in order to put its other ruse out. All right. I've watched this whole thing play out on several timelines. So don't react to it. Doesn't mean don't be compassionate for the people who are being gunned down on that mountain over there. It doesn't mean don't worry about washing your hands. Well, if you get Ebola, washing your hands isn't going to help you anyway, but, it's just to say that the predominant energy signature that we're sitting in right now, we are in 2014, the year of illumination. Everyone is going to be seen for exactly who and what they are right now. You know that old saying, nice guys finish last? That's BS under this energy signature. And it's BS under 2015's year of reconciliation. So let that go. That's not even applicable anymore. It's 1980. It's not 1985. All right. This is going to be the time frame where we band together and we start comparing facts and we start saying, you know, I don't want to play anymore. I'm tired of playing the fear game. It's stupid. And it nets the same exact thing. We started this change in consciousness back in 2008 when in the United States, I'm speaking specifically for the United States. That's where I live, obviously. When we watched the gridlock in the government and people got so disillusioned. And I watched this spiritual tide happen all over the country with people who were diehard Republicans and diehard Democrats, both on both sides, just getting so sick and tired because they realized that there was a system at play here that was not functioning. I'm not saying people shouldn't be in public office or we shouldn't be concerned with what's going on. What I'm saying is don't get sucked into the fear game. If you can stay out of the fear game, then you will absolutely cut down right at the base a multi-billion dollar fear machine that is actually attempting to control the globe. And you can completely cut the whole machine down by simply not freaking out. By going out in your backyard and throwing a barbecue and having a good time. I'm not saying put your head in the sand and ignore the obvious. I'm saying don't get sucked into pretend drama that fuels pretend situations to keep us busy so that the people running the world can move the money and the power wherever they want. That's only effective if we're not paying attention, you guys. So the minute we stop and we do things like tune into mtradio.net and listen to all the fantastic programming here, and we actually pick up the phone and call and bring up issues that we want to talk about. By the way, if anybody has any awesome conspiracy issues, again, I can feel you guys listening out there. Call me up, area code 406-545-4496. Call me up and weigh in on what you think about different conspiracy theories. By the way, this is going to make a lot of people mad, but the government is not going to take your guns away. Hate to tell you, sorry, that's not going to happen. However, what an incredible marketing tool for the companies that make bullets. Going around getting everybody so paranoid that, at Obama, he's going to take our bullets away. No, he's not. No government's going to take the bullets away, you guys. You know how much money that would take to actually get people to get out there and go take bullets? That is not happening in any timeline. Take it from your friendly neighborhood psychic. That is a marketing tool to sell bullets, you guys. Just thought I'd let you know. Nobody's going to take your guns, okay? So just chill out. Good heavens. And I'm saying that living up here in Montana, where everybody has a gun. A gun is an accessory up here. gun racks, big fat hunting guns, and some of my very, very best friends have, you know, 28 and 29 guns they collect, and they're all loaded and they're all in their house. And I'm like, oh my God. All right then. Yeah. What would we do, guys, as a species? What would we do if we didn't make up really weird, paranoid stuff about somebody that was going to take something from us? What would we do with all this energy that we'd have left over? My God, we'd have to feed the hungry. We'd have to educate people. Holy crap, we would have to actually get out there and be productive members of our community instead of hiding in a hole with my can of beans and my Winchester rifle because someone's going to take it. Nobody's going to take your gun except for the guy that you played poker with and didn't pay off last week. He might take your gun, so pay your debts. Just saying. You know, I would love to do some psychic readings. We're running down to the last 10 minutes of the show here. And I want to point out that this show, we just went right in on it. This has been a commercial-free show. It was an intro-free show. I wanted to just go ahead and roll on this sucker, get her broken in. Next week, we'll go ahead and start running all the official bells and whistles. But we wanted to do a special presentation for you today with this and with the soul coming up in about 10 minutes with my co-host, Roy Pack, where psychic meets psych major. Looking forward to your calls on that one, talking about human conditions. I'll be looking into your issues from a psychic perspective, and Roy, my co-host, will be looking at your issues from a psychological perspective. And we're going to be dissecting some issues that we have currently out in the United States that have been floating around. But this is the last 10 minutes of the show, which I like to take psychic calls from you. If you do have any questions, concerns, you want to know about something, anything at all, you can give me a call. We can talk about it, your love life, anybody from the other side you may be looking to contact, which, by the way, that's dependent on them, but we can certainly ring them up and see if they want to talk. Again, the number here at the mtradio.net studios is area code 406-545-4496. Call me up and ask me your questions. I love to answer them. I really do. And I know I'm going to be getting some hate mail too. So as a matter of fact, let me tell you where you can send that hate mail and that love mail, because I like them both. You can, of course, catch me at my website. My website is Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. You can go there and read about everything that I do as a clairvoyant and as a medium. You can catch some snips of some TV work that I've done and other radio programs and the couple of books that I've put out. Check those out. It's kind of fun, actually, if you're completely insomniatic in the middle of the night. It's something to do. It's a pretty all-encompassing website. You can, of course, find me on Facebook, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW. Dot Psychic Medium is one of my pages, and the other one is just Facebook/Danielle Agnew. That's my personal page. You can hit me up on Twitter. And I have, you know, I'm on Pinterest, you guys, but I just don't build enough crafts. So here comes a call. Fantastic. I love that. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Shelley. I'm calling from Bozeman.
Fantastic, Shelley. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to put some stuff out there that got some big information. My relationship of almost 20 years is about ready to take a big turn, not in the positive direction, and I just kind of would like some direction.
Oh, Shelley, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Wow. Okay, I got the angel who walks with your hearts coming forward here. Whew. Okay, what they're talking to me about here, darling, is that you have been doing a whole lot of work releasing, okay? And growing and making some serious changes in yourself. Your angel who walks with your life path is talking about the fact that you have been heavily invested in making sure that you can go forward and do so without great burden. They're showing me that your partner, husband here, there is a great amount of pressure he is feeling spiritually to do the same. And what this angel is showing me is that it scares him to death. This is scaring him to death. Just deeply scaring him that he's going to have to emotionally excavate to the level that you have. And again, we're talking 2014. It's the year of illumination. He has a lot of shadow issues that I see that are coming up for him, issues that he has wished that he would have handled or thought he did have handled. And this fear is triggering some intense reactions for him that he, some issues that he thought he had handled. So is this making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's making a lot of sense.
Okay. So here's what I would tell you is that, I'm not actually, it looks real bad right now, darling, but I don't really think that this whole thing's going to blow up and be doomsaked. This, there's a lot coming to the surface right now. Do your very best. Angel who walks with your life path is telling me to do your very best to not, actually, gosh, holy cow. Do your best to not emotionally react here, Shelley. Okay. Because this is a lot of emotional vomit that's coming up from your partner and needs to continue to come up. And so just take a few deep breaths. And this is also triggering great feelings of unsafety in you. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And this is from, this is past issues and things coming from the past. So honestly, just go ahead and relax. I know it's hard to relax, but I see a lot of blustering and a lot of threats, and you seem to be coming from him. Not you. It seems to be the other way around. It seems to be him, that things are just really going south here. So you just remain calm. Just tell him you love him and give him messages of, you know, I'm sorry that you are having such a struggle. I'm hearing you. And also an illusion about money. He's having a money freak out here. And that's okay. That's what I'm seeing here. So that's really odd because you guys are not hurting financially. Again, this is great illusion he's in, Shelley. And there's nothing you can do to help him through this except to remain calm while he goes through the theater of the mind and acts these things out. Actually, I see him actually calming down and you guys being able to have a rational conversation about this and about what he's going through. So just go ahead and do your very best to try not to be engaged in the drama. This is part of that 2014 illumination, people freaking out, okay? So do your very best to put as much love into the situation as possible. This has very little to do with you, by the way, his reaction. They're telling me that this is stuff he has bottled up and kept hidden. And as you have come into authenticity with the self, they're saying he is having to deal with some issues on his own that he thought he dealt with. And hopefully that makes some sense.
It makes perfect sense. The other part, I'm being given an invitation to go back over to the Black Hills and stay for a few weeks, just because I really need that emotional support right now because I'm really getting my boat rocked.
Yeah.
I'm torn whether I need to do that or just stay here in Bozeman and.
You know what, darling, I'll tell you this in the last few minute that we have here, and we'll wrap out with this. Actually, go ahead and go to the Black Hills. They're recommending deep emotional healing. The Black Hills are a very emotional place. There's a lot of healing in the rocks there for you. Also doing the work out there with animals I'm seeing here. This is all very, very powerful for you at this time. It will also give your spouse some time to cool down and deal with his shadow issues on his own. There's a lot of verbal things coming out that they're showing me that are very painful for you to hear right now that he's saying, and he is going to feel dreadful about those later. At this time, it's like he can't help it. It's just all blowing up. It's a geyser that's blowing up for him. So get thee to the Black Hills, take a break, tell him you love him when you leave and say, I love you. I'm going to go do some healing. You do the same. We'll reconvene and continue this conversation at a later time. And it's gonna be okay, darling. This just needs to blow through, okay? It's just give it some time for the dust to settle and both go to your respective corners and get the healing on.
Okay. And that's what I just needed, some direction. I didn't know if this was a definitely permanent direction that we're going or...
No, this is an impasse. It's a hell of an impasse, Shelley. It's a hell of an impasse. I'm seeing it. It's like, oh my God, you're supposed to hang on for 8 seconds. You hung on for like 65 seconds, the both of you. So let go of the bull for a while. Go to the corners, take a rest, come back out. You'll be fine, all right?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling, Shelley. You have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, gang, that's about it for this episode, this premiere episode of Sight Unseen. You have a lot of fun things to look forward to on the show. I'm going to be having guests come in and sit with me. We will be taking your calls on pertinent subjects. Stick around, please, because in just a few minutes here, I'm going to have my co-host, Roy Pack, come in. We're going to kick off the premiere episode of The Soul, where psychic meets the psych major. And we're going to talk about all forms of human issues. I'll be looking at it from a psychic perspective. Roy will be looking at it from a psychological perspective. And again, going to give you the call-in number, same studio, mpradio.net, studio line, area code 406-545-4496. Call in with your questions, concerns, anything you're struggling with. Again, my name is Danielle Agnew. I'm your friendly neighborhood psychic and medium. You can hit me up online at Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W, -advisor.com. You can schedule appointments there or just find out anything quirky. I was going to say kinky, but there's nothing kinky on that site actually at all. But quirky you want to find out there. Hit me up on Facebook, Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W, and hit me up on Twitter. And we will see you guys next Wednesday. Stick around for The Soul.